Hello, and welcome to another new episode of Pixel Recess, the shortest non-design-related design podcast ever, until someone dethrones me. But until then, fingers crossed, this is short. So tune your ear holes and listen up to our guest, to Tim Smith, whom you might better know as my rival in podcasting fame at the East Wing, where he talks about mansions and skinny dipping in all of the lakes in Minnesota. Today's episode is brought to you by empty shoeboxes and gift bags. So why is your podcast called The East Wing? Is it because you're into politics?
No.
Speaking of Minnesota, so they do call it the land of 10,000 lakes. Have you skinny dipped in all of those lakes?
I think people would pay for me not to do that.
Are you a part of the Polar Bear Club?
I'm not.
So what is the worst interview you've had on your show?
That's a tough one. They were all good.
So what's the worst question you have asked someone?
In general or on the show?
On the show.
I'm glad you didn't go with in general, because that could have been bad. I have no idea.
So beside building a podcast empire and design, what would you be doing in life?
I have no idea. That's a good question.
It wasn't meant to be a good question. Maybe I need to make it worse. What would little Timmy, little young Tim, little young Timmy, what did he want to do? Little Tim on his tricycle, what did he want to be?
I loved radio from actually a really young age. I was 8 years old, and I found
that's not that interesting. Why is there a stutter in your Twitter name? Are you Tim Smith? Are we touching on a sore spot? Do you have stutter fingers?
No, I.
It's okay. You can admit it on here. It's all right.
There's no real answer. I mean, before I had Timothy B. Smith, and it was just so long.
So is it tiny Tim Smith? That's it. Why did you go with that name? I know you could have gone with a lot of names, but you went with Tim to Tim Smith. Do we call you to Tim?
No.
Oh. Can we? Should we? I will. You're to Tim.
I would prefer you didn't.
Oh, okay, to Tim. Sorry. So, shameful admission time. Name a font that you love that other people hate.
I don't have one.
So you love all fonts?
I hate the ones that are mostly hated. Although, you know what? Actually, let me change my answer.
Go for it.
When I was young Tim.
Timmy.
Or as you would say, little Timmy. I was a huge fan of Comic Sans.
Flip side. Name a font you hate that other people love.
Helvetica.
Wow. Helvetica or Helvetica Neo?
It's a great typeface, but it's
overplayed.
I don't like to say it's overplayed.
It is.
We're going to get philosophical again here if I really explain that answer, though.
I don't want you to.
Okay.
Name something that you have designed that you would never want anyone to know that you designed.
Where do I start?
Well,
a lot of small business websites that just were terrible.
Is that code word for porn?
No.
Small business?
No.
Fetish?
Nope.
Hot dogs?
Restaurants.
Restaurants. I was close. Did you use Flash?
No.
Are you wearing clothes right now?
Nope.
So then it's completely, you're wearing nothing?
Nothing.
Are you drunk right now then?
I wish I was.
It's the best way to get through this. What's your favorite tree? Do you have a favorite tree?
The weeping willow?
No, you can't say that.
I don't know. It's the first one that came to mind. I can do the sequoia, too.
Sequoia? Oh, you go big. I like that you can drive a truck through one. Oh, it's my bedtime now. To Tim.
Okay.
Sorry, I have to go.
Okay, well, I look forward to...
It's true.
I don't think you could walk into lightning.
And that was my interview with Tim, little tiny Tim. As always, you can find us on the web at pixelrecess.com with a slightly updated design, on Twitter at pixelrecess, on Facebook at facebook.com/pixelrecess, and go to iTunes, search Pixel Recess, rate and review, tell your friends. Still hoping for getting this show in front of more eyeballs and maybe going for that EGOT, the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. Sadly, I will never sing for you. That's for the betterment of all mankind, but maybe someone someday will sing on this show. Fingers crossed. I'm hoping to have another show next Monday, but I will be going incognito underground into hiding for a little while, and I'm not sure I will be able to conspire with the captors to get an episode done, but fingers crossed something happens. But until then, I hope you all have a wonderful week. Bye.
Daddy's podcast is dumb.